B'siyata d'shmaya Maseches Megillah Daf Chof Aleph. We're starting on the end of the top line. We learned in the Mishnah that Arifa Soeglo has to be done in the day. Omri Debei Rav Yanai, in the Beis Medrash of Rav Yanai, they said that it's learnt out Kaporo Ksivbo Kekolchim. Since it says Be'egla Rufo that it's there to be a Kapora, so we learn out from Kolchim that it has to be only by day. Like Akrovas Kolchim is only by day, as we saw at the end of the previous Omud, so too the Arifas Eglo is only by day. Continues the Gemara, Ulatoras Mitzoira. We saw in the Mishnah that the process of being Matayr the Mitzoira after he's healed from his tzoras has to be in the day. Says the Gemara, we know this, tichsiv, as it says in the parasha of Mitzayra, Zoyis tiyeh toiras ha-Mitzayra, b'yoyim tor, also the Pasuk mentions b'yoyim. Continues the Gemara, we learnt in the Mishnah that kol ha-layla kosher l'ktzira so'imer v'chulei. The Gemara says the source is the Omar Mar. We learnt in Menachos Taf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, we learnt from Psukim that ktzira usfira b'layla, the ktziras ha-so'irim for the mincha so'imer, and the sfira so'imer, the zman is by night, v'havo, but the time to bring the korban o'imer, the mincha so'imer, is by day. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah that the whole night is kosher lehektor chalovim v'ivorim. The Gemara says the source is d'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, hi ha'oilo al moikto al ha-mizbeach, kol ha-laylo ad ha-boiker, that you can put the Ivorim and the Imurim onto the Mizbeach the whole night. Continues the Gemara. We saw at the end of the Mishnah, Zeaklal, Dova Shemitzvosei Bayoim Kosher Kolayim. The Gemara is now going to discuss what was the klal adding. Says the Gemara, Zeaklal, this rule, La'asuyeimai, what's it adding beyond the examples already brought specifically in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, La'asuyei Sidur Bazichin, V'siluk Bazichin, on the Shulchan, where the Lechem Aponim was sitting the whole week, there was two bezichin, two ladlefuls of levoina. And every Shabbos they would take off the bezichin, they would be makdir the levoina on the mizbeach, and the kohenim would eat the lechem aponim, and then they would put in their place new breads and new levoina. And the time for the siluk ha-bezichin and the sidur ha-bezichin was by day. Ukra Rabbi Yosi. And this is according to Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya we saw in the Braiser, Rabbi Yosi Oimir, Silek Esayishono Shachris. If he took away the Levoina of the previous week on Shabbos in the morning, V'sider Esachadosha Arvis, and he put the new Levoina for the next week in the afternoon, Ein Bekach Klum. Even though there were a few hours in between where there was no Levoina, it doesn't matter. Since the old breads were taken off on the day and the new ones were put on the same day, it's okay. Ask the Gemara, Mani Mekayim, what am I going to do with the Pasuk that says, V'nosata al ha-shulchon lechem aponim lefonai tomid, the breads have to be tomid there. Shelo yehi shulchon b'loy lechem. What it means is that the shulchon shouldn't be left in the night, in any night, without bread on them. But if it was there at the beginning of the day and the end of the day there was bread, that's called tomid. The Ritva explains that the Sidur Bazichin, Siluk Bazichin, means the Siluk of the Lechem Aponim and the Sidur of the Lechem Aponim because the Bazichin were always put together with the Lechem. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that Dovo Shemitzvosi Balaila Kosher Kol Alaila, says the Gemara, Lasuye Mai, what case are you coming to be Mechadish here? What don't we know yet? Says the Gemara, Lasuye Achilas Psochim. The Mishnah didn't explicitly say this case, and that's what the rule is teaching us, that eating the Korban Pesach, the Zman is the whole night. Udeleika Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, not like Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, the Tanya we saw in the Braisa Va'ochlus Abosor Balailo Azeh, Omre Belozo Ben Azaria, Nemar Khan, by Achilas Pesach, it says Balailo Azeh, Venemar Lalon, and it says later on regarding Makas Bechiris, Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balailo Azeh, Ma Lalon, the same as Makas Bechiris at Chatzois, it was over by the time Chatzois arrived. Afkan, so too, Achilas HaPesach is only at Chatzois, but this Mishnah is being Mechadish, that Achilas HaPesach is kosher kol halayla, and this is the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, which we saw in Brochas Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, this perek is going to continue with the halachas of Kriyas HaMegillah and Birchas HaMegillah, and Agav, we're going to learn some halachas about Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah B'Tzibur. Says the Mishnah, Kriyas HaMegillah, one is allowed to read the Megillah, Oymeid V'Yoshev, either standing or sitting. Kro'o Echod, Karu'o Shtayim, either one person can read it, or two can read it together. Yotzu, and the tzibur ayotza the chiyuv of kriyas ha-megillah. Mokim shenagu levorich, yivorich. Those places where the custom was to say a brocha on kriyas ha-megillah, that's what they should do. But shalei levorich lo yivorich, it all depends on the minig. Now the Mishnah continues with some halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Basheni v'chamishi on Mondays and Thursdays in Shachris, b'Shabbos b'Mincha, and Shabbos Mincha, Koyrin Shloisha. We read in the Torah and call up three people, a Koyin, a Levi, and a Yisrael. Ein Peichasim mehem, not less than three people, v'ein Mesifin aleim, and we do not add any more. V'ein Maftirin b'Novi, there's no Haftorah on Mondays, Thursdays, or Shabbos Mincha. When these three people get the Aliyah, HaPeseach V'Achoysem B'Torah Mavorich Lefaneo U'Le'achareo. The Mishnah is talking about the time where the custom was that the person who got the first Aliyah, the Kohen, he made the Brocha before the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Yisrael, who got the last Aliyah, he made the Brocha after the Kriya. And the middle Oile, the Levi, didn't make any brachas. Another halacha, Baroshei Chadoshim u'b'cholu shel moed kirin arba'o. Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, the Kriyas HaTorah. Four aliyas, ein peichasin mehen ve'ein mosifin aleihen. Ve'ein maftirin b'novi. And here too, HaPeseach v'achosim b'Torah mevorich lefaneo u'le'achareo. And the ones in the middle, the second and third oila, did not make any brachas. Zeh klal, the rule is kol sheyesh by musaf, any day where there's a musaf ve'eino yontav, but it's not yontav, for example Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, kirin arba b'yontav, if it's a day which is yontav which there's an issa melocha, chamisha, there's five oilim, b'yom kippurim, where there's an issa chorus for somebody who does the melocha, shisha, the six oilim, b'shabbos, where the Mechal Shabbos is an Oynish Beskila Shiva, the seven Kruim, Ein Peichasin Mehen, not less, Avol Mosifin Aleim, Umaftirim Benovi. On Yom Tov Yom Kippen, Shabbos, one's allowed to have more Oilim, and there is Maftir. HaPeseach V'Achoysim Baterim Avorich Lefaneo U'Lachareo, even on Yom Tov Yom Kippen, Shabbos, the first Oile makes the Bracha before the Kriya, the last Oile makes the Bracha after the Kriya, and all those in the middle don't make any Brachas at all. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to start with discussing whether the Baal Keira has to stand while he's reading from the Torah. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learnt in the Braisa, that this that it says in our Mishnah, that Megillah can be read either standing or sitting, Masha'in kein b'Teira. The regular Kriyas HaTorah b'Tzibur, the Halach is not like that, and can only be read b'Amida and not b'Yeshiva. Explains the Gemara Minoan Amili, what's the source of that? Omar Bavol, says the Bavol, this is learned from a Pasuk, which is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's stay on Sinai to receive the Torah. The Omar Kro, v'ato poi amoid imodi v'adabro ilecho is kol mitzvah chokim ha-mishpotim ha-shetelamdeim. So you see that when Torah is given, which is comparable to Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur, it had to be done by Amida. V'omer Bavo, ilmolei mikro kosov, had the Pasuk not written this, v'ata poi amoid imodi, stand with me, yef shelo oimri, would be also to say it, k'v'yochel af HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'amida, as if to say that Hashem stands. Obviously, physical attributes cannot be said about Hashem. It's just the Pasuk teaching us a halacha that the way we have to relate to Nesinas HaTorah has to be Amidodik. Had the Pasuk not said it, it would be also for us to say it. Now the Gemara is bringing another drasha from a Bavo. V'omer Bavo, minayin l'rav shelo yeshiv al gabi mito, v'yishne l'talmidoy al gabi karka. A Rav, a Rebbe, should not be sitting on the bed and his Talmidim on the floor. Rather, the Rebbe should look at his Talmid somewhat as an equal. Either they should both be sitting on the bed, or both on the floor. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, v'ata poi amoid imodi, Hashem said, I'm standing and you stand with me. Now the Gemara is going to discuss, what about learning Torah? Tonu Rabbonon, we learned in a Braisa, Mimois Moshe Vad Rabban Gamliel, till the days of Rabban Gamliel Azokin, where people were strong and healthy, Lo Yehoyu Lemeidim Torah Elam U'umud. They used to learn Torah standing as a sign of Kovod HaTorah. Mishameis Rabban Gamliel, Yorad Choyli Lo'ilam, people became weaker, Vahoyu Lemeidim Torah Miyushuv, and people started learning, sitting down, V'ainu Ditnan, that's what we said in the Mishnah, in Soitadaf Memtes Omed Aleph, Mishameis Rabban Gamliel, bottle covered atira. Now the Gemara is asking, Kosov Echodoymir, in one Pasuk it says, Va'ishev Bahor, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Luchos Rishonos, it says that Moshe sat on the mountain. The Kosov Echodoymir, in another Pasuk it says, Va'noichi Omadati Bahor, I stood on the mountain. Talking about when Moshe went up to get the second Luchos. Answers the Gemara, Omarav, Oymeid Veloymeid, Yoshev Veshoine. While he was learning from Hashem, he was standing. And whilst he was doing Chazorah himself, he was sitting. Reb Chanina Omar, a different teretz. Lo Oimed Velo Yeshev, Elo Sheicha. He was leaning. He was also standing, also sitting, and that's in a position of leaning. Reb Yochanan Omar, a different teretz, Ein yeshiva elulosein akova. Yeshiva doesn't mean sitting. It means waiting. Shenemar, we find similarly in the Pasuk, Vateshvu b'kodesh yomim rabim. They waited in Kodesh many days. It doesn't mean they sat there. It means they waited there. Rova Omar, another teretz, Rakois mu'umud. Those things that were easier to understand, he heard when he was standing. V'koshos, and those things that are more difficult to understand, B'yushev Moshe was sitting down. When a person is sitting, his mind is more focused and can grasp the more difficult topics as well. Says the Gemara, we learnt in the Mishnah, Kro'o Echod, Koru'o Shnaim, Yotzu, V'chulei. And says the Gemara, Tana, we learnt in the Braisa, that that's only true regarding Kriyas Megillah, that either one person can read the Megillah or two can read it together. Masha'in kein b'Toira, with a regular Kriyas HaToira b'Tzibur, the halacha is not like that, and only one single Balkeira can read at a time. Tana Rabbonon, we learnt in the Braisa, b'Toira, regarding Kriyas HaToira, Echod Keira. Ve'echod Metargim, the Balkeira is reading the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Metargim, who was used to translating the Psukim into the language they understood, was also just one. Ubilvad shelo yehei echod keira u'shnaim Metargimin. There should not be a situation where one person is reading the Psukim and two are translating. And obviously there shouldn't be two who are reading the Psukim. That's regarding Torah. Ubanovi, when they're doing the Haftarah, echod keira, there's one who's the Balkeira reading the Psukim of the Novi. Ushnai Metargmin, one is allowed to have two people who are translating the Psukim together. Ubilvach loyu Ushnaim Kirim. Ushnaim Metargmin. Even though two are allowed to translate, two are not allowed to read the Psukim. Ubahalil, Uba Megillah, Afilo Asoro Kirin, even if 10 are reading together, Vasoro Metargmin, it's Muta, Maitama. Why do we allow so many people to read together? We know there's a rule that a person cannot listen to more than one voice at a time. Kivin de Chaviva, Yove Daite Vishomi. Since reading the Megillah and Halil is very dear to us, therefore we will focus and concentrate extra well, and we'll be able to hear and get clarity even though there's more than one voice. Says the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah that Mokim Shenoagu Levorich, Yevorich. Omar Abaya, Lo Yishonu. When is it dependent on a minig Elo Lachreo? The bracha that we say after reading the Megillah. Avo Lefaneo, the bracha we make before reading the Megillah, Mitzu Levorich. Of course, it's a chiyuv to make the bracha and is not dependent on Minhogim. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvos Kulon Mevorich Alein Oiver La'Asiyoson. It's a rule regarding all mitzvahs, including Kriyas HaMegillah. We have to make a bracha before we do the mitzvahs. Another Gemara says it's true that Shmuel said that you have to make a brocha oiver la'asiyoson. But how do you know that that means before you do the mitzvah? My mashma dahai oiver lishna da'akdumehu. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Omer Kro, it says in the pasuk, Vayoretz achimatz derech hakikor, vayavir es hakushi. Achimatz ran, and he was the first one to get to the kushi. So you see that the word oiver means to be first. So when Shmuel says that one has to do mitzvahs with making a brocha oiver la'asiyoson, it means before the mitzvah. Abai Omar mehocha, v'hu ovar lifneim. When Yaakov met Esav, it says that he was ovar lifneim, he was first before his wives and children when meeting Esav. So you see that the word ovar means before. V'yiboyseima mehocha, from a different pasuk, v'yavoyer malkom lifneim v'ashem b'roisham. When Klal Yisrael come back from Golus, Mashiach is going to be first, before the rest of Klal Yisrael. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the nusach of the bracha. Lefanel mai mevarich. What bracha do you make before reading the Megillah? Of sheishes mikatrazio iklo lekameider of Ashi. Of sheishes, who lived in this place called Katrazio, he was mizdamen. He found himself before Rav Ashi, uborich, and he made the bracha mem nun ches, which is mikra Megillah she'also nisim and shechayonu. La'achareo, what bracha do we make after the Megillah? Mai mevarich, baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, hokel, samanot geir is the word hokel because we already said Hashem Elokeinu, harov es riveinu, vadon es dineinu, vanoikim es nikmoseinu, vanifra lonu mitzoreinu, vameshalim gmur l'chol oivei nafsheinu, baruch ato Hashem, anifra l'Yisrael Yisrael mikol tzorim. Rava Omar, Rava says that the end of the bracha is not Hanifra li Yisrael mikol tzorim, rather Hokel hamashiach. Omar of Papa, Rav Papa says, since there's two nuschois in the Gemara, Hilkoch nimrinu letarvayi, we should say both Baruch Ata Hashem, Hanifra li Yisrael mikol tzorim, Hokel hamashiach. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Basheniu Bachamishi Bashabas Bemincha Kirin Shleisha. Says the Gemara, Hani Shleisha, these three kruim keneged me. Omer Vasi keneged Teira Nevi'im Uksuvim. Rava Omer keneged Keanim Nevi'im Yisraelim. Ask the Gemara, Elohod Toni Rav Shimi Ein Poichasin Me'asor Opsukim Abeis HaKnesses. This that we learnt, that you have to have at least 10 psukim when reading the Torah. Vayedaber, and those short psukim where it says Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemur, even though there seems to be no chiddush in them, Oile min aminyan, can be one of the 10 psukim. Hani asoro keneged me. Omer Bishua ben Levi keneged asoro batlonim shebabeis haKnesses. The 10 people who are always available to be mashlim the minyan, keneged those 10, there's 10 psukim. Rav Yosef Omar keneged aseres hadibros shenemru leMoshe beSinai. The 10 psukim in Kriyas HaTorah will constantly remind us of aseres hadibros. Rav Levi Omar keneged asoro hilulim shomer David beSefer Tehillim. Exactly which 10 hilulim the Gemara is referring to, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says that there are many times it says hilulim in Tehillim. The Ritva says it's referring to 5 prokim at the end of Tehillim that each have the word Halleluka at the beginning and the end. Rabbi Yechonon Omar Keneged Asor Mamorois Shebahem Nivra Ha'olam Hayninu, which are these 10 Mamorois of Maisa Bereishis? Vayomer de Bereishis. The times it says the word Vayomer in the parasha at the beginning of Bereishis. Asks the Gemara, Hanu Tisha Hava. It only says 9 times Vayomer, not 10. Answers the Gemara, Bereishis. The word Bereishis, the first word in the Torah, Nami Maimer, who it's also considered a Maimer. Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Bidvar Hashem, Shomayim Nasu, Vruach Piv, Kol Tzavam. So you see that the Pasuk associates Dvar Hashem, which is similar to a Maimer, to the Bria of Shemaim Vaaretz. So from all these Makairas, brought in the Amiroim, these are Ramazim, which are explaining to us why one has to read a minimum of 10 Psukim. The Ritva says that, of course, you're allowed to read more than 10 Psukim at any given Kriya, but not less. And now the Gemara is going to be Mesiachas to the fact that, on the one hand, there's got to be 3 Kruim, on the other hand, there's got to be 10 Psukim. How do they split? Omar Rava, Rishon Shekoro Arba, Meshubach. Sheini Shekoro Arba, Meshubach. Shlishi Shekoro Arba, Meshubach. In those times, the person who got the Aliyah, he was the one that would read. So in a parasha where there were only 10 Psukim, any one of them could choose to read 4 Psukim. Whoever did was Meshubach. If there's 12 Psukim in the parasha, and all 3 of them read 4 Psukim, all 3 of them are Meshubach. The first one is allowed to take the liberty of reading 4 psukim and being meshubach. Risha in Shekoro Arba meshubach titnan. We saw in a Mishnah in Shkolim, b'sholoish kupois shel sholoish sholoish soin, shebohen toirmin es halishka. There were 3 kupois where the money was put in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hoya kosuv aleim aleph beis gimel. On the first one it said an aleph, on the second one a beis, on the third one a gimel. Leida eza mehem nitra morishayna. In order to know which kupa was separated first, lahakriv memen orishayn. In order to start buying korbonis for the tzibur from that one, shemitzo barishayn. There's a maila in being the first. And therefore, the first Kaira is allowed to take the privilege himself and read the 4 psukim. Emtsoi Shekoro Arba Meshubach. The middle one is also allowed to choose to be Meshubach. Detanya El Mul Pnea Menoira Yoiru. Melamed Shemetzadeit Pneem Klape Neir Maravi. Veneir Maravi Klape Shechina. All the 6 candles, 3 on one side and 3 on the other side of the Menoira, were facing the middle light, and the middle light was facing the Meir of where the Shechina was. You can see that there's a Shvach in being the middle one, and therefore the second of the 3 Kruim is allowed to read the 4 Psukim. The last one is allowed to read 4 Psukim. We see that the further one progresses in Kedusha, the more Kedusha is there. And this is where Rashi says that the first one should read four, and the second one should read four, and the third one should read four. They're all meshubach. Rapapa ikla lebeiknishto de Avi Goivir. Papa found himself in the Beis Knesses of Avi Goivir, name of a person. Rashi Tainis Chavova Medalev says it might be the name of a place. The Koro Rishoin Arbo, the Shabchi Rav Papa. And the first Oile Batoira read four psukim, and Rav Papa was very much Meshabeachim. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, Ein Poichasin Mehen, Ve'ein Moisifin Mehen, and the Mishnah continues, the Hapuseach Va'achosim Batera Mavorich Lefaneo Olachreo. Tana, we learnt in Abrais, Hapuseach, the first Oile Mavorich Lefaneo, and does not Mavorich Lachreo. Va'achosim, the last of the Oilim, Mavorich Lachreo. He only is Mavorich at the end of the Kriya, and not when he starts reading. Va'idna, nowadays, to Kulhu Mavorchi Lefaneo Olachreo, that each one of the Kirim makes a bracha before and after the Kriya. Hayne tamadit kinurabonon, gzeira mishuma nichnasim u mishuma yetzim. If somebody comes in the middle, or if somebody leaves in the middle, they'll think that you only make a bracha at the beginning, or you only make a bracha at the end. And therefore they were geyser, they were masakin, that each one of the oilim should make a bracha at the beginning and the end.